So I remember vividly the first time that I realized that being in love was a lot more difficult than the Disney movies made it out to be. I was in first grade, and we lived in Asheville, North Carolina, and I was at Ira B. Jones Elementary School, and right across the street from me lived the coolest guy that I had ever met. One day we're standing in our front yard, me and Danny, and Danny points up to a ridge that we could see. And on that ridge, there were a few really large houses. And he points up to one of them and he says, "Is where Katie lives. Katie is in your first grade class." And I don't remember ever talking to Katie. We certainly weren't friends. It's not that I didn't like her. But when I realized that Katie lived in a house that was so big that I could see it from my house, I decided that that was definitely the girl for me. And I fell in love, and I'm not just talking about like sort of falling in love. I fell completely in love. I was infatuated with her. It was about a week. I decided that I was going to do what people do when they're in love, and I was going to call Katie, and I was going to tell her that I liked her. So I looked up her name in the phone book, her father's name in the phone book, and in the phone book, it had his name and then little dots, and then on the right side of the paper, it had the phone number. I didn't call right away. It took a couple more days of really thinking about it and getting my nerve up. But I did. I called one time. I finally sucked it up. I called. Her sister answered. I said in a very grown-up voice, "May I please speak to Katie?" And her sister went to get Katie. Katie, of course, had no idea who this guy was that was calling her. And I said, "This is Jonas in your first grade class, and I just want to let you know that I like you a lot." And yeah, I know. I'm sure I had not thought through what I expected her reaction to be, and it was a complete blur. I have no memory of the rest of that conversation. In fact, she might have just hung up on me. I don't remember. But the next day at school, we didn't talk until it was time for us to go out on the playground. And Katie walked over. She was with her friend, and I think her friend's name was like Jenny or Jennifer. Katie walked over and she said, "Can I tell Jennifer what you said to me?" And I remember this distinctly. I paused, and I'm certain that the feeling that I had then was a feeling that I've had a number of times since, and now I can put words to it. It's a feeling that I've had a lot of times when I've had conversations with women that I'm in love with, and the feeling is there's no right answer. You can't win. You're screwed. So I said, after weighing my options, I was like, "Okay, you can tell Jennifer." And I don't know how long it took. I think it was probably pretty quick, but soon everybody on the playground knew that I, a first grader, liked a girl, Katie. But at that moment, I learned enough about love that I decided I did not want to do it again anytime soon. And it wasn't until I was in fifth grade when I met Leah Dalk that I had to let myself fall in love again.